Kyle, what a great show that was. I had a lot of fun. I don't know about you.
Oh, no, I had a lot of fun. Yeah. And if anyone at all thinks that I'm actually upset with you, I guess I did my job correctly.
But also, my army's kicking your army's ass, let's be real.
But we're not fighting each other.
But, like, who would do a better job? It's kind of like a Gimli versus Legolas situation we've got going on.
You're that kid in school, right?
Yeah.
You're that, yeah, okay. Always trying to one-up the other one. You're the kid in the group project who comes at the last second and expects the best grade out of everybody.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I went up and I did the presentation.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying. Aloy is a way better choice than Ellie. Well, actually, you know what? If Last of Us Part 1 or Part 2, no, it doesn't matter. She still needs duct tape. So, no, Aloy. Aloy wins that fight. 9 times out of 10.
They're both great fighters.
Are we really going to do a poll? Who would win in a fight, Aloy versus Ellie?
Joe.
Yeah.
I think it's closer than what you're giving credit to.
You're telling me Ellie's going to go against a 40-foot tall Godzilla mecha robot and she's gonna walk away scot clean?
No,
but Aloy can do that.
Okay, Aloy also doesn't get away scot clean,
but she walks away, maybe with a limp. She takes a barrier or two. She's fine.
Did you even play The Last of Us?
Yes, and I didn't see...
Ellie goes through some shit.
But she doesn't fight a Godzilla.
Joe.
Kyle.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Yes. We're just going to completely ignore the Rat King from existence.
She didn't fight the Rat King.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's exactly.
But she's fought bloaters.
Aloy could take apart a bloater in T-minus... bow and arrow shot. She's got explosive rounds.
They're both good at range.
Aloy's way
Ellie
better.
Ellie also has explosive rounds for her arrow.
Aloy's way better at it, though. She's way better.
Oh, my God.
She had a better father figure to teach her how to shoot that bow and arrow. Way better. She fights robo crocodiles. Shoots. Come on now, Kyle. Come on. You know what this reminds me of? The Vine where the guy's arguing about the Wicked Witch of the West. So, the Wicked Witch of the West.
And the guy secretly flips out a switchblade.
She's a witch, bro. Get your head.
She comes down in a bubble dog.
All right, what's this photo mode idea you got for me?
Oh, I don't know if I want to say it on the show. I want to maybe keep it a surprise.
Oh, is it that like big? You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Okay.
I kind of want to keep it a surprise.
All right, fair enough. It's that big. Write it down so you don't forget.
Oh, I won't forget. It's right here.
Okay. Oh, it's in your mouth. It's that good.
I got it. Yeah.
Because I'm a real big dummy. And, like, for me, like, I'll always forget a thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you really? Really? You don't think so? Hey, posters?
Hey.
I don't know. We're half a year away since we promised them. Oh, I don't know.
Hey. I got ADHD. You're making fun of my. You're making fun of me in a real personal way, and I don't appreciate it. All right. I'm medicated for it, but I got it. Hey, bud. Are you excited about this Final Fantasy showcase?
I mean, I'm just excited it's like a mini showcase in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like live reacting to things, but... Yeah. Then... they don't need to wow me, but part of me feels like they need to wow me.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Talk to me.
Part of me misses old Final Fantasy.
What's old Final Fantasy to you?
Turn-based. Okay. And being in a medieval setting has me excited that we're going back to that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not the biggest Devil May Cry fan. So if it goes, if the combat is like
too much into that range where it's like
too much into that,
you got then an it's S gonna, rating plus.
It's gonna take me out, and I'll be bummed.
I think first off, he's a great combat director, right? Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be like Devil May Cry with a Final Fantasy skin to it.
I hope not.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to be. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
It's the other thing where, like, there's no party, quote unquote.
Oh,
see, like you're only Clive.
Yeah. See, I love that.
Which, like, I hope Clive is great. I'm excited for a brand new character, of course. Mm-hmm. But to me, Final Fantasy has always been the party. And there'll be companions there, yeah, but to not have any input on what they do in battle and whatnot is going to get some getting used to, I guess.
See, the thing what you're describing and the reason why I'm connecting with it so much more is you're describing a BioWare RPG where it's like, yeah, you got these teammates, but they're more like helping you out by throwing a grenade or shooting a dude from a side. Like, I'm not playing as like Miranda, right? I'm just awing her from afar, you know? I'm not Garrus, but I'm also eyeing him from afar. Just being a real creep. But, like, they're helping me out, and I'm building relationships with those characters. So when I'm when I'm thinking I'm only Clive and I'm building relationships and rapports with these characters, that's what gets me excited. It's like, and I know this is a loaded term nowadays, but it seems like they're taking a lot of cues from more Western RPGs or RPG makers in terms of, hey, what works well over here and how can we incorporate what we do with Final Fantasy with a game similar or akin to a BioWare game? And I think that's what gets me really excited. But I get what you're concerned about because it's kind of like the remake conversation. Is it gonna lose its soul in the process by trying to morph into something that it possibly isn't?
I think 7 Remake worked because you're still switching between your characters, right? So it's not like turn-based in the fact where everyone wastes their turn to do an attack. They're auto battling alongside you, but you can swap between and take control of them at any point. 16 is you are just Clive.
And to be honest, that's what I'm excited. Like, as much as I loved kicking ass as Tifa, I also didn't like how Barrett played. Right? That was his name?
Oh,
right?
I loved it. Yeah.
So, like, yeah. So it was just like when I had to switch to a character that I wasn't necessarily not just fond of, but I didn't like the way they played or that wasn't my type of style. It was like forcing me to play something I didn't really like, you know?
Fair.
So by switching to Clive, it's like I get to make the Clive I want to make. I get to play the Clive I want to play as, and that's what has me excited for this game. That said, I know you're not as hyped for it, for, you know, Final Fantasy as you think you should be. Looking out to the landscape, we're getting into April. I want to know what your hype check. What are the 5 games you're the most hyped for, whether they be, you know, AAA. Or
for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year. I want to know right now,
oh boy,
as it stands, what do you think is going to be your game of the year?
I think my game of the year, it will be Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
So there's one of them. I'm excited for Sea of Stars.
That looks phenomenal.
There's 2.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what happened here? I'm actually very excited about Jedi Survivor.
Okay.
As
a non-Star Wars
Boy.
As a non-Star Wars guy, Fallen Order was excellent, so
yeah.
I'm all in on that. I'm looking up a release calendar just so I don't forget anything glaring.
You know what's a glaring thing? Let's talk about this. What's really glaring to me, Kyle, is how Sean Capri said he didn't have any sevens in his Fantasy Critic League, but he does have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 5 Rally Adventure. Congratulations, Sean Capri. Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's what it is. Congratulations. You have a seven. I mean, yeah. Congrats. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many do we have? 1, 3, 4, 5.
There's still so much that we don't know.
Ooh,
yet.
It's kind of a toss up. He could come back with two games, and it makes it very close. But he by no shape or form does he have it in the back. I'll be honest with you there.
You know what? I'll say it. I'm excited for Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man, Baldur's Gate. Check.
Yep. Sea of Stars,
check. You got three.
Man. What else?
I don't know.
I wish I was excited for Zelda. I wish I was. I'm not.
I wish you were too.
I don't know. I really do not know, and that scares me and makes me sad.
Really?
So you got three really good games. Yeah, no, the game, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's not a lot that is for Kyle this year.
I feel you.
Rest of the year, you know?
I'm the total opposite.
I know.
God is good. God is great. And I'm going to tell you, I believe again. So I am, dude, the last trailer for Jedi Survivor, I am so in, dude. I'm so hyped for this game. It looks like, and I'm really rooting for this game. Like, I wanted to get, I know this is on Sean Capri's, you know, board and everything. I really want this game to do stellar. I want this game to be a 90 plus. I think it deserves a 90 plus from what I've seen.
We don't want any game to do bad.
Yeah, we don't want any. Unlike Sean Capri, who really does champion, oh, look at your game did not as great. Like, a 7 is a bad thing. He's very unsportsmanlike. It's very unbecoming. very childish. And I'm like, just think about the developers. Think about these poor developers making these games. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care about them. He even says, I don't care, Joe. I don't give a shit. But I want that game to do stellar because it is one of my favorite games out. And then what? A week afterwards, we got Redfall, which is to talk about it for a second.
Oh, yeah. I am excited for Redfall.
I'm excited
Maybe
for
I
Redfall.
Maybe I'll turn on the Xbox.
But here's my question, though. Man, it seems like everybody wants this thing to do bad. It seems like everybody's rooting against this game. Do you think we should drop it from our Fantasy Critic?
No.
We're going to stand by it.
Yeah. Well, just because of the frames?
Dude, it seems like every other...
The show was packed, right?
Yeah.
Of things to talk about, so we didn't really touch on it.
Yeah.
I think... And this is a me thing. Everyone's making this out to be way bigger than what it is.
Kyle, are you telling me that I've played a lot of first-person shooter games that have been 30 frames per second and 60 frames per second and couldn't tell the difference until Digital Foundry put them side by side and put 30 on one side and 60 on the other? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Kyle?
Yeah!
That's crazy.
It's the uproar similar to Gotham Knights. It's the uproar. It'll be an uproar for a little bit, and then it'll go away, and people will forget about it.
Gotham Knights also didn't do well, though.
But not because of the frames.
Fair. Very fair.
Like, to me, the you should be excited about a game based on the meat and potatoes of it.
Right.
If the gameplay is good, if the story is good, if the locations are visually pleasing, that is why you should play something. Not because it's not as smooth as the 60 frames.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've played games all our lives. Most of those experiences were not 60 frames. They were barely 30 at times.
Right.
Like
I played World of Warcraft on a MacBook, Max Ramis Raid, 25 man. I was getting 9 frames per second. I was still loving that game.
I, up until Miles Morales, thought 60 frames was stupid.
Right.
I've seen the light and I enjoy the 60 frames.
But it's not the MLB.
For Horizon, I played that game on quality because I wanted to see all the detail in that.
Yeah.
And until we get to a point where everyone can figure out how Insomniac does 60 frames plus 4K and ray tracing and all that stuff,
right.
It's not a big deal.
It's really not.
They said it's going to come out in a later patch.
I think so. For us as like PlayStation guys, we don't understand it. You know what I mean? Like we're like, it's going to be good. It's going to be like, if it was like a competitive game, I understand the uproar. Right. Mm-hmm. Because like competitive, that's where it does matter. But I'm playing a cooperative experience with my friends, not to say it's not going to be noticeable. Cause at this point I think I'm going to notice that it's not 60 frames and it's going to move a little bit slower. I think the true problem here, and I'm going to say the thing out loud, is that we've been championing Xbox 660. We've been championing Xbox to go, hey, we know that you guys can make really stellar games. Here's your time to do it. Right, we're always hearing from Xbox, it's going to be next year, it's going to be next year. We always hear Xbox make these bold proclamations, like for example, like Halo Infinite. And then Halo Infinite comes out, and then they don't have a goddamn roadmap for it. And then it's in limbo for a year. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, you know what, that 10-year plan was actually 3. We're starting from scratch again. And it gets you disheartened, as for me, as a fan of just games, to be like, it's kind of like, Xbox are the Mets to me. I want the Mets to do great every single year. I want the Mets to be in the World Series. I'm a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. This is a Mets house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks when you're like, oh, we almost got there. But then it gets taken away from us. And that's mm-hmm. how I feel about Xbox a lot. It's like, we're getting there. You're going to be... I want the opponent to punch back in a major way. And when I see things like this, you're reminded, oh, this is why they're not, you know, like this. We're still having these conversations of Xbox getting their house in order as they're making a $70 billion acquisition, right? Like it sucks, but we've promised, like they already got tweets of like Aaron Greenberg promising Series X to be 60 frames and 120. For their titles, and to mm-hmm. see that a Xbox exclusive not hit that kind of takes away from what Aaron's been trying to push. Mm-hmm. And I think what we need to understand as gamers is the teraflops and the teraskips. Guess what? The 12 teraflops, right? Is that the number? I don't even know, because I don't care.
I don't care.
Doesn't. Yeah. It didn't matter. Guess what? The SRAM located in the G6, whatever unit. Guess what? Didn't fucking matter. The game's running at 30. It's marketing bullshit. We get hypersensitive and hyper-focused on the marketing jargon. Remember when both sides, Sony and PlayStation, said you'll never see a loading screen? Look at Final Fantasy 16 boy is just shimmying through another broken wall. God of War, that was a big, you know, polarizing portion, was just like, yeah, you're climbing and doing a lot of shimmying for the God of War who can lift mountaintops and stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. like, we got to understand a lot of this is marketing bullshit. And it's cool to call them out on it, being like, hey, this is not what you've promoted your content of being, but to be incredibly hyper-focused on it. I feel like we got to be realistic, understanding, yeah, I do expect this machine to hit A, B, and C, Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't expect anything, except the bar super low. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, like, be realistic to yourself. When they talk about, like, the power, the terra flips and the terra skips and all that bullshit, it's marketing bullshit. So it's like, have your expectations, but let them be set at a realistic expectation. That being said, though, there is some concern if you're an Xbox fan, because there is some marketing jargon that we do need to talk about, which is when you guys say, hey, Game Pass is so great because it lets the developers have all the time that they want to make the game that they want. This seems like, and I think the bigger, broader problem is, this seems like it goes against the cultural changes that you promised Game Pass would deliver on, which is a almost, if I'm not mistaken, someone in the comments will let me know, a non-crunch-based level of or environment to create your game. And we're already seeing that that is kind of not true. Or maybe maybe it was mistaken as a non-priority when it really is, you know? I think that's the problem with Redfall, is it's a Bethesda title, but it's also the first true Bethesda exclusive title to Xbox. Mm. And that's why we're so hyper-focused on it. Because there's a lot of games. You're right, Kyle. There's a lot of games that are great, like Plague Tale. That's a 30 FPS game. It's great. Yeah. It's great. It was one of the best games last year.
Yeah.
30 FPS. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You just get hyper-focused on it. It bums me out because the developers that are trying to make this game, they now have to go into emergency mode of what do we do next?
Yeah.
You know?
All of it's dumb and stupid. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
I don't like it at all. I want to play Redfall. I'm excited about it. Arcane is a stellar studio. Stellar. I want that game to do.
Incredible worlds, mm-hmm. incredible characters, and nothing that I have seen from Redfall has made me worry in the slightest.
Fair enough.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fan-freaking-tastic.
So suck it, Sean.
That's right. Suck it, Sean. That said, I do think, can I be honest? I do think can we go now to the Fantasy Critic League? First off, it doesn't matter. We already have one because Sean dropped out, right? He said, I'm quitting content creation until I want to come back to it, right? Yada, yada, yada. You know, a whole bunch of Sean malarkey, if you ask me. I'm only kidding. I love you. I'll see you soon. But he left. And technically, the Xbox Drive is Sean and Ryan. And since he left, he foregoed it. So he lost. Like, they already lost. They already forfeited by technicality. But I want to beat him on the real deal. Right?
Uh-huh.
So again, they already lost technicality. But
yeah,
want to beat him on the real deal. Do you want to take a risk with me, Kyle?
What are we risking?
I want to know if it's possible. Can we lock them into one more game?
We cannot, because we have already locked them into four.
Damn it. Okay, I had
We're
one.
Good.
All right.
Yeah, I know. System Shock.
Yeah.
Which I suggested way earlier. You're like, no, I've heard good things. And now you've changed your
mind. And all of a sudden I heard awful things. Yeah. Oh, well. They'll drop that because they're cowards.
But like, I'm very happy with the ones we have locked in.
Yeah.
Minecraft Legends, a little worried that it'll get... But we'll lose double digits and stuff.
Oh, but we definitely have a super drop. We definitely will. We do have a super drop.
We have a super drop.
And after that, like, I think we're pretty good. Like, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We locked them into Rebirth, which I don't think is this year.
No, absolutely not.
Untitled. Or else that is my most anticipated game, easily. Untitled open world Star Wars game. Ubisoft is a dumpster fire.
Yep.
So who knows? I don't want to say anything. Give them any hints if they listen. And oh, they also do. I played Mina at PAX.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They said it's not coming out this year. So
you guys are I so literally bad said at this. Sean Capri, you're so bad at this.
They awful. Literally said, because we asked, I said, so December this year? Yes. And they said we literally had to pick a date because Kickstarter forces us to pick a date. So we picked the furthest possible date that we could.
Really?
It's not this year.
Wow.
So if they were lying to me, they're great liars.
Yeah.
But it's not coming out this year. So
wow,
we have 3 zeros on there. So we good.
Okay, we're good. Never mind. Don't worry. We could drop a Minecraft. It's fun when they're going to have to choose between Advance Wars 1 and 2 reboot and replace for the game that they're going to drop. They're going to have to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And look at the cowards. They haven't even picked one that they want to drop or want to, you know, keep us to. Maybe, honestly, the safe bet is they lock us into Redfall. Because maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's another 7. Who knows?
Maybe if they lock us into Redfall.
Yeah.
Which, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I predict that Redfall and Minecraft Legends will be around the same score.
Yeah.
So then that will just cancel each other out.
Yeah.
We'll have zeros. And then once Advance Wars come out, they'll get a big hit.
Yep. It's going to be a huge hit.
I don't think Prime 4 is coming out, but. And Replace will be a small hit, I think.
And also, I think they forget that we have a lot of games that may or may not come out that I wouldn't put money on. Like, I wouldn't lock us into. I think the Nintendo event in September makes a huge question mark for, like, yeah, maybe a Mario game is actually coming out this year.
Oh, I don't know about this year, but it's a good shot.
I think it's a good shot. I think that team's been at it for years. Miyamoto's been teasing it from the movie, and I don't think you would want to lock us into 2 Nintendo games. Because, like, Ains is like, nah, there's no way Metroid Prime 4 is coming out. I'm like, really? Because
probably.
Yeah, it's been in development for a minute now. Again, Nintendo is announcing something big in September. If September is their new Treehouse Live event that replaces E3, yeah, there's something big in the holiday that we're not keen on or not aware of.
That's for sure. I also love, and I don't get into it just because I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
But I think it was today Sean sent us in our group DM on Discord. Uh-huh. Oh, just looking lovingly at our top 5 games or whatever.
Yeah, what's his top 5 games?
Yeah, FF16, Forza, okay. Jedi Survivor, Diablo 4, and Great. Dead Space. Like, oh, man.
They're all going to rate.
They're all 80s. Fantastic.
That's great.
And then I look over at our top 5.
Yeah. Tell me about them. Talk to me.
Zelda. Tears of a Kingdom.
Yep.
Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
RE4 Remake, which is currently sitting at a 92.
92.
A Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Hollow Knight Silk Song.
And Sea of Stars.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
I think our top 5 matches or exceeds your top 5.
Hollow Knight beats all those games that Sean just talked. Like Diablo.
And Zelda.
Diablo 4, don't get me wrong. It's going to be. That's my current game of the year. So if I'm talking about like games I'm most excited for right now, Jedi Survivor, Redfall, Diablo, Spider-Man, and then what is number 5? I would say I'm going to throw Legend of Zelda in there because it the last trailer sold me.
Mm.
Like you drop those 5 games. I'm so incredibly hyped for it. But Diablo 4, Diablo 4 is not scoring. Sean, I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry. It's not scoring like mid-90s that you think it's going to. I think it's going to score maybe low 90s, maybe high 80s, probably high 80s. But it's going to have to do a lot because from what I've seen on Reddit, there's already fans that are picking apart the endgame and not pleased with it. So that's going to be a fun fan base to kind of, you know, balance out. But it also determines how the rest of that game plays. Because to me, I thought it was phenomenal. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, Luke. Luke, Jesus.
I'm adding a game to our team.
What is it?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, all right, because it could count.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Could you Morris code to me?
Oh, yeah, because it's not video.
You know what would be better? If you just texted to me.
No. We're going to do this. We're going to do this.
Well, I'm going to guess it out loud. Oh wait, yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna write it down. Yeah, write it down. Okay. Again, you do have like you don't have phones, right? Oh, holy mother of Christ.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, done.
Holy shit. That dumb idiot doesn't have a game. All right. Mm-hmm. What a dummy. What a big dumb doofus. Oh my God.
I just saw it.
Wow.
So like, because I'm looking through things.
Wow.
Also, where the hell is Stellar Blade? Let's be real. Where is it?
I'm hyped for it, man.
I am too.
Yeah. I don't think that's a holiday game. Maybe that is an early 2024 game.
I could see that being a summertime thing. Maybe in August.
I would love that, dude. I'm so high on Stellar Blade for the plots and the action. Yeah. Armored Core. It's coming. Plucky Squire, that. It's coming hot, Sean.
Come on. I hope it comes out this year.
Replaced?
Ooh-wee.
Saw some new stuff for Replaced, too. That's coming out this year. Just got a little nervous. I hope Sean Capri's a little nervous. I hope he's a little upset. You know? Also, I hope you're doing all right, man.
Yeah? Yeah, no, seriously. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah. I hope you're doing better than your Fantasy Critic League.
I saw your Patreon post. I'm glad you came back in some shape or form to carpool. Yeah. And I hope you're back behind the mic sooner rather than later. Yeah. But take your time. You know yourself better. Yeah.
Yeah, take your time.
You always got two fans in us, even though Joe rags on you a whole bunch.
No, one fan. One fan.
Okay.
One fan.
Sure. Okay.
Who's Kyle? Kyle's great, you know? Kyle likes you guys.
Also, just so you know, yes. Joe, during the post show, I did put up the poll of who would win in a fight.
Okay.
Oh, or who's Twitter? More capable in a fight. Yes. Ellie's getting trounced.
Thank you, God.
I
told you. I love the energy that we're having.
Thank you, Kevin Diaz. Okay, he's on my side, and we already have.
Is it on the official? You know trophy what?
This,
on Twitter?
This poll is already skewed, and I should have known about it because people love to hate on The Last of Us.
That's what you're chalking it up to.
Well, we already have a reply, Joe. That is.
Let me see.
In that vein, one who fights giant robot dinosaurs by herself, and one that has trouble with a buff blonde girl.
Listen, Aloy would have trouble with a buff blonde
exactly
girl.
My point.
All right. If this was Abby, this is a total different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But then Kevin Diaz says, look, Aloy may have equipment and weaponry, but Ellie got them hands, and that's what I'm talking about.
Ellie has There's to no get close. There's
no way Aloy is beating Ellie in a hand-to-hand combat. There's no way. There's no way.
You gotta get to Aloy, and Aloy has a quick dodge. But yeah, though, no, this is not looking great. This is not looking great.
It's not.
This is oof. Oof. Aloy right now, 79%. Aloy 20.7%. How are you feeling about that?
It's fine.
All right, fair. I'm telling you, Aloy's got like futuristic armor. First off, badass because she's technically wearing like the skulls of her enemies on her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Armor plated. What does Ellie have?
She has a mark on her body that shows her enemies how immune she is to this world destroying event.
Alright, now here's where we get interest. This is where I actually think to take a turn. And Kyle, I'm surprised you didn't take this route. Because I'm gonna fight for Ellie right here. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If Ellie gets a chomp on Aloy, Ellie's still dying, but she's taking Aloy with her. If she bites her, she's infected. So Aloy dies.
Is that how that works? I forget.
Yeah. She's tainted meat, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, it depends on the Ellie we're talking about. Is this?
No, I'm not talking Ellie. Part one Ellie. I'm talking part two Ellie.
Part two's that is more of a fight.
That is where my my image went to.
When,
not child Ellie in part one. Yeah. Absolutely not. That is not a. I'm thinking part two. The Abby and Ellie fight in the theater.
Okay.
Like that Ellie.
Okay. I'm curious, Kyle. When you close your eyes and you think of Ellie, what Ellie do you picture? Part one or part two?
I think part two.
It's funny because when I close my eyes, I think the same. Ellie to me is part two.
Yeah.
But when I talk about Ellie, it's part one.
It's part one.
It's like
I think I talk a little bit more about part two Ellie.
Yeah.
But you can't have part two, obviously. You can't have part two Ellie without part one. Yeah. But, like, part two is one hell of a game, and more people need to respect that, I feel like.
Yeah. Because I hate...
A lot of people... It's the cool thing to hate on part two.
Yeah. Like our good friend Sean Capri, he doesn't like part two because he rushed it and literally played it in 2 days. How the hell do you absorb all that in 2 days? Come on, Sean. Let's be real.
It's a lot.
How do you give that game the fair shake it deserves by just trying to binge it? You know? Come on, Sean. Get your head out of your ass. You know? But no, like that was one of the... I'm kidding, Sean. I love you. I love you, Sean. Relax. All right? Worry about your Fantasy Critic League. Not this. But... Like, when I think about, like, games, I there's this awesome conversation that was being had on the entertainment side of Twitter, where it's, like, binging versus, like, the weekly, week-in, week-out shows. And the conversation is just, like, dude, the weekly model is so much better, not just for the conversation about the thing, but just enjoying it. Like, the binging model is like, yeah, you don't remember all the little details out of Stranger Things that you want. But I remembered what happened in last week's, you know, Ted Lasso vividly, right? Because I'm not rushing it. I feel like a lot of video games nowadays, especially when it comes to coverage on things, and maybe it's just me talking externally, is FOMO, the fear of missing out, and the fear of not being a part of the conversation. So I'm going to engorge myself on this content, and I'm just going to kind of like force feed myself it so that I could be knowledgeable on this thing. And I don't think that's necessarily healthy, if that makes sense. I feel like that's what a lot of people did in terms of part two. They're like, there's leaks and, you know, all that coming out of here. I need to beat this game ASAP so I get the most out of it. And I think that's what led the conversation being a little shaky. Like, you could think, like, part one is stronger, for sure. But, like, to think that, like, Last of Us Part Two
badly made,
cash grab, badly or whatever
written game, you are delusional.
Yeah.
And I will say that to anyone's face.
That's right.
That the writing of the game to me is top tier.
Yeah,
that story is incredible. The halfway turn, the repeating of days, I think was something that I was not expecting, and I think the things that they accomplished in part two, making us fall in love with another character, a villain.
Come on.
By putting us behind the stick, like...
I know.
What are we even arguing about?
I know.
Like, I don't understand.
And, like...
is it a little long?
Sure. Sure, yeah. But it needed an editor. Fine. But was it still...
Fine. It's still incredible.
It's like, with me, it's like, why can't... Again, I hate the, like, part one versus part two. It's like, why can't we just let them both be there? Like, why do we have to go, which one's better? It's like, I hate that. It's like, for me, like, I didn't like, what is it? Everything All at Once, right?
Yeah. You didn't like it.
But, fuck yeah, that thing's getting its awards. I may not like it, but for me to say that thing's written poorly and that creator is, like, has his, like, thumb up their ass or whatever, it's like, shut up. What the, to me, it's like, who the fuck am I to say that?
Mm-hmm.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh my God, I'm trying to remember the quote, and I probably won't, but like the people who are critical of everything think that everything is made for them and nobody else.
Yes.
And that is a very harmful way to think.
I was actually talking about this with my brother earlier, because I got off the last episode of The Mandalorian, right? Season 3.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought it was a great episode. But I go to him at the end of the day, I go, yeah, I think this is probably the weakest season. And my brother was like, what do you mean it's the weakest season? Yeah, it's because of the last episode of Lizzo. I'm like, it had nothing to do with Lizzo. But I broke it down. Please.
Yeah.
I broke it down. I'm like, I don't like this season because the plot is happening around Mando as he stands still. And Mando's not moving the plot. The plot's just moving for the sake of it having to move. And Mando's doing nothing. That's what makes this season feel sluggish. But a lot of things are happening. It's just that Mando doesn't have anything to do with those things. Right? But then still walking out of it going, but I still really like it. Just because I liked season 1, season 2 more, doesn't mean I want season 3, because a lot of people are complaining about how season 3 is shot comparatively to season 1 and season 2, especially season 1. I'm like, it's because it's different people and they have different styles, and the world is getting bigger and bigger and the tech is getting bigger and bigger, which means they could do wider shots, landscapes, things that they weren't able to do in season 1 and season 2. So that also comes with learning curve. So it's like, even with me being critical on Mando season 3, as much as I love Mando season, or sorry, as much as I love The Mandalorian, seeing faults with season 3 doesn't make it the worst thing I've ever watched. And I think we just have that guttural reaction. I think that's the thing I hate. So the guttural reactions to things. The guttural overreactions to things. Like we saw the Redfall thing. You know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, it sucks. I would love it to be 60, but it's not. And so I'm going to enjoy the game at 30. Who gives a flying flip?
Yeah. Sort of on the same topic.
Yes.
Just because we were talking about Last Zen, of Us. No, I know. Yeah. I do the same thing.
I do that a lot at work.
Miraculously,
yeah.
I guess Twitter knows that we're talking about Last of Us. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Can you please go?
Okay.
Can you open up Twitter?
I guess. I'm here.
No, this is good. And go to the user at Claire Max. C-L-A-I-R-E-M-A-X.
Claire Max. She raged.
She raged. Just yes. Pain.
Okay.
And please go look at her latest tweet and tell me that she should not be Abby in the show.
Holy shit.
She is perfect.
Holy shit.
She's cosplays as Abby.
Yeah.
Please go check her out. She looks incredible.
And beware, because they're guns. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Did I fall in love with Claire here? Absolutely.
I have. I saw
her pin tweet as V?
That's how I fell in love.
Yeah. My God.
Hello.
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 Please destroy me.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah, I think we found
here's
Abby
the other card.
Show.
Here's the other ticket to the cookout. I'm not a fan too.
Oh God!
I can
here
see
we
it
go.
In your eyes. No wait, is that Lionel Richie?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Give me the ticket back. I'm back in. I'm back in. Lionel puts butts in seats. All right. Yeah. No. Also, there's one character in the Mandalorian that also can be. Who could also be her as well, be Abby. But I need to see more of her in terms of her acting range. Because
are you talking about the same actress who was in the Ant-Man?
Yes.
And Quantumania. Yeah, I think she could do pretty well.
But I just need to see more of her range. Because there has been scenes where I'm like, okay, I could see this. If she's, a lot of it's direction based when we talk about acting and whatnot, what that director wants out of that performance. So with The Mandalorian, it's you got to be campy and a little cheesy. It's fucking Star Wars. So I haven't loved what I've seen from her, but there are scenes where I'm like, okay, that's, this girl's got some range.
Sure.
So I'm willing to give her a shot. But Abby's also really important to me because she is my second favorite character. So that casting, it's important.
It's gotta be important.
And they gotta not have a social media account.
And we need to protect them at all costs.
Yes.
No matter what. The people who love Abby, who love the games, we need to form a
union.
Digital blockade.
A wall?
No.
Okay. It'd be pretty cool.
And just
cool.
Protect them right. With everything we have.
Yeah. Or just not go on Twitter for a few weeks, you know?
Yeah, that's sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, Kevin Diaz is going for bat to bat for you, man. I love Kevin so much.
Truth bombs.
If you vote Aloy, I'm convinced you haven't played The Last of Us Part 2.
Fair.
Listen, I can't wait till he listens to this episode. but yeah, now, so what did we talk about? We talked about how your team is way not as cool as mine.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, to see, like... Like, oh my god. Millennia go up to Thanos. She's like, I am Millennia.
Oh, are you kidding? I would pay for that.
And I've never lost a battle. And then Thanos going, I don't even know who you are. And they go toe to toe. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. I'm just saying. Yeah. Makes sense. So the title of this is Aloy versus
Ellie.
: Redfall's gonna just be okay. It's, everybody relax.
Redfall is fine. Yeah.
Everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show. We love you all so much for tuning in each and every gosh dang week. Next week, we'll be doing Road to Greatness, where I'll break down why I gosh dang love that, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Resident Evil.
And I promise that I will actually play more than just the opening village by next week.
Fair enough. Also, a little thing. I think Katie actually, she self-invited herself, but I was going to ask her anyway. And Jedi Mazarin, we're going to do a Jedi Survivor breakdown.
Hell yeah.
Like when we all beat it, we're all going to talk about it live here on the show. Yeah. It's going to be a ton of fun. Just a bunch of Star Wars nerds nerding
out. Am I invited?
You get to ask us questions.
Okay.
You know, right. You get to be.
I'm at the kid table.
Yeah, you're at the
kid table. I'm at the folding card table.
At the cookout.
With the rest of the nieces and the nephews.
Here's the thing. At the Hispanic cookout, you're at the kids table. Yeah. Sure, you're invited, but you're sitting with the kids.
Okay.
Because you brought the Mountain Dew. And you get to ask us questions.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right. That's been the Trophy Room After Show. We love you all so very much. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation.
Love you very much.
See you next week, or technically tomorrow, because that's when we will see Final Fantasy. Woo!